Professor Kazimierz Kuratowski, who was the director of Institute of Mathematics of Polish Academy of Science. He was a renowned topologist, and he just returned from a series of lectures in the United States. And he was shown ENIAC, and he was so excited about it, then immediately after coming back, he decided to invite all of the students and other faculty members and tell them about this big machine. These people also got excited, and the result was setting up the research team that later was named Mathematical Apparatuses Group at the Institute of Mathematics, and the aim was to build their own computer. It was sort of naive because, you know, the country was completely damaged. There were no premises, no labs, no equipment, no parts. Most of the pre-war scientists were killed or stayed in the West. There was no people, and they wanted to build a machine. All right. For a while, nothing happened. They got three rooms at the Institute, and most of the work was on the paper. First constructions were not successful. I mean, they were not running. When they fixed the bug in one module, another module was breaking, and when they're fixing that, another was breaking, and so on. So the first working machine was completed in 1953. It was used for solving very complex differential equations, providing very high accuracy, and it was quite useful. It was used for practical applications, for designing the turbines, for aircraft projects. The next one was general purpose machine, not just for differential equations, but for general calculations, called electronic machine for automatic calculations. You can see the basic parameters on the screen, but this was what was really interesting in this project, very peculiar, was this so-called fast memory. This memory was built out of tubes filled with mercury. The same mercury as it is used in the thermometer, right? The electronic signal was given to one end of the tube and converted into series of ultrasound that was traveling slowly through this mercury, reaching the other end, and then converted into electrical signal again. So it was like a delay line. It could store as many bits as the length of the tube, which is, you know, like 1024 bits only. And there is a famous anecdote related to this memory passed from one generation of Polish computer scientists to another, because they had a problem with this tube's ends. They couldn't seal it properly. And as you know, vapors from mercury are not very healthy. It causes sort of a health hazard, and they didn't know how to solve it. Until one of the team members realized that there are, on the open market, items made out of latex with the rubber band at the end, which are perfect to put on these ends and seal them properly. So he went to the pharmacy, and a lady pharmacist were not particularly surprised that he asked for 100 items, but their respect was caused by the fact that he requested an invoice to the Polish Academy of Science. Okay, the research continued. And in autumn 58, first Polish electronic digital machine was produced. The previous ones were analog. Remember, at that time, it wasn't clear what is better, right? A lot of people were more familiar with analog technology than with digital, and they were strictly voting for analog constructions. It was called XYZ. Again, all of the basic facts are on the screen. The head of this team, Professor Leon Łukaszewicz, some of you know him, of course, was often asked by journalists why they called the machine XYZ. And he used to answer, well, the first prototype of this design was called ABC. Then was ZAM2. ZAM is for Zakład Aparatów Matematycznych, which is Mathematical Apparatuses Division of Academy. It was improved version of XYZ and ready for production, so a number of units had been built. And to consolidate the efforts, this division got its own building and become an institute of the mathematical machines, in Polish Instytut Maszyn Matematycznych, which exists till now under the same name, despite the fact that very often, especially young people, ask us, what is mathematical machine? Well, we say, just a computer. Okay, so why don't you call yourself Computer Institute? Well, because we want to stick to the tradition, right? We want to keep this. This is a nice name. Word computer was not known at that time. Well, was known, but was not allowed to be used. If you were writing computer in the scientific paper, the censorship was crossing it out and replacing it with a direct copy from Russian, Elektronne Wyczyslitelna Maszyna, which in Polish was Elektroniczna Maszyna Obliczeniowa. And because of that, every article was twice as big as it should be, because these three words instead of one were making important contribution of Polish science into development of world informatics. Well, Institute was continuing with the series. It produced ZAM3, ZAM21, ZAM41, and then it was in charge of RIAD, Объединённое Система, Model 30 and Model 32, and then personal computer, microcomputer era came, produced series of very successful, long series of successful machines and various peripheral devices. And basically in late 60s, this pioneering era stopped. There was a number of parallel centers, commercial centers involved in the design, production, and use of computers. If you need more information on that, unfortunately it's in Polish, but you can use a Google Translate to find out what's there. We have a portal maintained by historical section of our computer society, which surprisingly is visited more often than the page of our society itself, which is strange. You know, such an interest in the history is something we didn't expect. Moreover, based on those resources, the television series about past achievements of Polish IT was produced and will be soon shown on public channel. Okay, that's basically it for the early stage.
Thank you.